is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon, in for Leanne Hansen. The politics of Afghanistan are critical to the politics of America this week as President Obama ponders the future of the U.S. mission there amid uncertainty about that country's elections. In Washington, Congress is poised to take the year-long debate on health care to the floor of the House, and several states will be holding elections for governor, mayor, and other offices. And joining us to talk about this political potpourri is NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving. Welcome, Ron.
Good to be with you, Jackie.
Ron, let's just start with the elections in Afghanistan. We've had news there. The main challenger to the Hamid Karzai regime has officially dropped out of the runoff election next weekend. How does that complicate President Obama's decisions about the war?
It eliminates any doubts about the Karzai government remaining in power, but it also leaves open the questions about the legitimacy of that government. As you said, there were questions about the election back in August, and international observers said that about a third of the Karzai vote was fraudulent. And in pulling out, his main rival, Abdullah Abdullah, said he believed the runoff would be just as fraudulent. So it's fair to say that questions of this kind make it more difficult for the president to commit tens of thousands more U.S. troops to defending that regime. And he's not really got a lot of time to announce a decision with respect to that before he goes to Asia himself on November 10th.
Ron, moving to the domestic front, it seems like it's been forever. This enormous health care bill is finally approaching critical weeks of floor debate in Congress.
That's right. The House, we expect this week, will begin its debate and eventually pass the bill with an option for individuals to buy insurance from the government as an option to private insurance. Now, the Senate may debate the bill very soon, too, and its provision would allow states to opt out from that public option. But they still don't know if they have 60 votes that they will need to proceed to a vote in the Senate.
This week, also some pretty important elections around the country. Tell us about a couple.
In Virginia, it appears that Republican Attorney General Bob McDonnell has opened a pretty wide lead over Democrat Creed Deeds. But up in New Jersey, it's still too close to call between Democratic Governor John Corzine, his Republican challenger Chris Christie, and a third-party candidate, Chris Daggett. The president has been campaigning there for Corzine. And up in New York State, in upstate New York, there's a congressional special election there. Unusual circumstance where the Republican nominee, Didi Scosafava, has actually chosen to take herself out of the running against a Republican insurgent who was running as the Conservative Party candidate and attracting a lot of support within the party. And now she's dropped out, and Doug Hoffman, who had been just the Conservative Party candidate, is now becoming the official Republican candidate, and that vote is on Tuesday as well.
So, Ron, does this have national implications for the Republican Party?
It may indeed, because this was a seat they thought they wanted to hold on to by nominating a relatively moderate candidate, someone who had made a name for herself as someone who went back and forth between the positions of the two parties. And this is a seat they have held for over a century. They really wanted to make sure they held on to this seat. And yet what has happened is that the more conservative activists in upstate New York have rebelled against that nominee, and people have come in from all over the country. Sarah Palin has come in on the side of the Conservative Party candidate, Doug Hoffman. So whatever happens on Tuesday, and there is a Democratic candidate, Bill Owens, it's going to be read as a clear signal to the Republican establishment, don't nominate people we consider too moderate.
So, Ron, it's been just 1 year since President Obama's historic November election, and much has changed in Washington. But the economy is still struggling, and polls show the public's in a really downbeat mood. What does that mean, you think, for the year ahead?
It's a huge question, and we're going to devote stories to it all week long on NPR news programs. It's a series we're calling Pulse of the Nation, a year after Election 08. And tonight on Weekend All Things Considered, we'll hear about trends among the independent voters who were crucial to the Obama victory and other Democratic victories in the last couple of election cycles. And we're going to see where they are today, where they're going. And then tomorrow we'll focus on some of those off-year elections you and I have been talking about. And later in the week, we'll have reports about prospects for the Obama agenda, health care, climate, financial regulation, as well as the recovering spirits of Republicans and conservatives and the direction of their resistance to the administration.
NPR's senior Washington editor, Ron Elving. Ron, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jackie.
And no matter how popular a first-term president is, midterm congressional elections have rarely spelled good news for his political party in recent history. You can trace the outcome of those elections going all the way back to 1946 on our website, npr.org.